Matt in Gloucester, I hate you. Don't ever text again.
Why? What's he saying?
He texted in and said, what James just said is true. They did have to remember the prices.
They did. So they had to remember all prices.
Do you know what? We've had loads of texts saying, James, you're spot on.
Thank you.
I've worked for Aldi for 14 years. I've never had to memorise any prices.
Oh.
I did have to learn every PLU number for all the fruit and veg when I started. So there you are.
That was probably more than 14 years ago that I was talking about, though. But before that person, there was loads of people.
Was there?
Yeah.
Read one.
James is right.
Hi, Chris. I worked at the Lidl in Brownhaven. I had to remember all the prices of all the jams.
No, that's a fake one.
Because some weird bloke who sometimes thought he was Scottish used to come in and buy all the jam. I can't remember his name, but his girlfriend was chained to a radiator.
No, Jane here. James is right. Aldi Checkout has to do the same.
Yeah, whatever.
It's definitely true. I'm a welder.
Lorna in Scotland said it was the same at Quicksave. Quicksave!
Quicksave.
My first day was spent standing in the front of the shelves trying to memorise prices. I didn't go back for a second day. What a surprise. I don't blame you.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box.
Hello.
£25,000 for grabs. Yes, it's potluck, but if you can name the correct Radio X artist that unlocks the box, you win. This, I swear to God, on James's life, that this answer has been locked in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we say it's Skunk Anansie and then day one, John goes...
Skunk Anansie.
And we go, let's just say no, we'll just change it. It's locked in. It's absolutely verified and locked in. Mm. Now, Dominic and I don't know who it is, so we get to play as well.
Yeah.
Tuesday, James said...
Chris, I think it is Nothing But Thieves.
And he was wrong. And then yesterday...
Chris, I think the artist is Muse.
And he was wrong.
All plausible guesses.
Yeah, all good. It's a Radio X artist. Say the right one, you unlock the box, you win £25,000. It's an incredible, lovely amount of money to win, but you need to answer the qualifying question first. And here's your qualifying question. Now, if you want to text in for today, you'll be on just after 8 o'clock playing the game. You'll automatically get £1,000 just for playing. So, our three callers this week have all won £1,000 each, even though they were wrong. If you get it right, you win 25 grand. Get it wrong, you still win £1,000. So here's your qualifying question. The quote, life is like a box of chocolates, is from what movie? Text the word box and your answer and send it to 83936. So you've got to do it on a text and you've got to start the text with the word box. That's your key word, then the correct answer. So box followed by the name of that film, 83936. Do it now. That text will cost you £2, plus your standard network rate. But if you get picked to play, you win £1,000. That's yours guaranteed. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock today. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms and conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. So if you fancy it, text the word box. And the answer, what movie is Life is Like a Box of Chocolates from? So you write in the word box, you write the answer, send it to 83936. Get on the air today, you win £1,000 and you can be playing for 25.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Sent in a fraggle. It looks like red.
This is the packaging. It's like orange. What is it like? Sort of orange paper, all sort of shredded.
Yeah.
Put your head.
Should I put it on my head?
Yeah.
So I'm wearing an orange shirt. It could look quite cool today, actually.
Spooky.
That is good.
All right.
You know, good.
I like it.
Good luck.
Now we've
go
been,
on.
We've been sent loads of stuff.
Good. Well, that's the idea. The letters feed.
So, and we need more stuff, by the way. So, when I read the address out, actually do send some stuff out because we're getting
send us some stuff from work.
Yeah, nick it. Don't nick it.
No, don't nick it. No, just borrow it.
Borrow it. Thank you. Hi, everybody. A couple of years ago, I started now. I hope I pronounce this right. Kombucha shot company called Moochie Booch. Now, I know you've got Sambuca, but I think this is... It's got to be kombucha, hasn't it? But it's called Moochie
Boochie.
I don't
know what that is.
Kombucha.
It's all naturally fermented. It's packed with live probiotics and made with raw ingredients, no added juices.
Sounds awful.
I'd love for you guys to have a go so you can take a shot without reacting. It's basically, you know those ginger shots we get?
Yeah.
It's basically that kind of stuff. Do you want to try one?
No.
James, do you want to try one?
I will.
Okay.
I've just smelled kombucha.
I don't know what it is.
Is that how you say it, James?
Oh, no, it's a fiery one.
I don't think, but do you know what, to be honest with you, I don't think they're that hot, though.
It says, can you handle the heat?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I don't think it's that hot. I'll take a ginger one. I'll have a little
fire
ginger one.
Fire booch. Nah.
That's the same one. You've got the same one there.
I've got
there.
The same. Well, I've got the fire. I've got fire.
Have you never tried it?
No.
It smells quite vinegary.
I don't know what it is.
I've got fire booch. What have you got?
Fire booch.
Fire booch. Oh, okay, fine. We've got the same.
Have a go, Dom. Dom's going in. He's taking a sip.
Oh, it smells hot.
Oh, it's lovely. Do you know what? It's not that hot. And it's actually genuinely really tasty.
Mm. There you go. Try it, James. James is going in.
Oh, that's hot.
Oh. Do you find that it's hot?
Oh, it's not like silly hot.
Yeah. It's tasty, isn't it?
Oh, you're going to go in again.
Yeah, I will.
Let's go some more.
You're both drinking the same thing, but your bottle has got a totally different label on to the one that James has got. Look.
Mine's called Ginger Booch.
Oh, that's dumb.
How is it?
It's hot.
Yeah.
But it's like hot vinegar.
Mm.
Does it taste nice?
Yeah,
do you
does.
Smell it?
No.
Just smell it.
No.
Please, just smell it.
No, because you tell me it smells like vinegar. I know what vinegar is.
But just smell it.
So that's been fermented for 4 months, what you've just drunk, James.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's got ginger, turmeric, jalapenos, horseradish, chili and garlic.
No, you're all right,
and
thanks.
Green tea.
I wish you all the best. So is not drinking it.
Oh,
Chelsea likes kombucha. She likes it.
Yeah, but Chelsea's weird. She lives with you.
No. She does live with me, actually. Yeah.
Well, she's got no choice. She's handcuffed to the radiator, of course. Yeah, she is.
So this is Alex who sent this in.
Thanks, Alex. No, thanks.
So if you want to find him on Insta, it's Moochie Booch. I hope I'm not Mookie Book. It would be Moochie Booch. MOOCHIBOOCH.
Good for you.
Moochie Booch. It's very good for you.
Moochie Booch.
I just don't like your hot stuff, sorry.
Yeah. Well, you did well with that one.
Thanks.
That was good. Now, Chris, randomly,
yeah.
Have you mentioned non-alcoholic lager recently? Or Day's lager?
I don't know.
You've been sent a load of Day's alcohol-free lager.
Oh, okay.
For some reason. I've no idea why. I don't think we've mentioned it.
Okay.
You've been sent about 10 cans of it.
Oh, okay.
Which is meant to be lovely. It just doesn't have any alcohol in it.
I don't mind a non-alcoholic beer sometimes.
Lucky Saint? Is that one? I think that's
Yeah, Lucky Saint. I think, don't quote
was
me.
That lower?
I think Lucky Saint is 0.5.
Ah, okay.
I think. I might be wrong, but
this is 0.0 alcohol free.
You're right.
Days
what, Lucky Saint is 0.5?
Mm-hmm. I think there is.
And is that 0.0?
0.0, which you don't get much of, actually.
But I thought there was alcohol in everything.
There is zero alcohol, literally zero alcohol in this.
Right.
A lot of the low-alcoholic stuff or non-alcoholic stuff can be like 0.3, 0.5, can't it? But yeah, if you're not a drinker, Dan O'Connell, for instance, he'd love those. Now, our sack is very empty.
Oh.
We genuinely need stuff in. So if there's anything that you've got that you think will be of interest to anyone here in the studio, just send it through the post. It can be stuff you borrow from work, and we use it for a bit, and we'll
send us something from your work, like
if anything.
Do you have a cupboard with stuff in?
Yeah,
not like a server or a printer.
No,
like something fun.
Yeah, or like new Liverpool kit. It can be anything like that. I mean, it doesn't matter. Just whatever you want. New Leeds United top.
What's the coolest thing that we could be sent? I mean, obviously, it could be anything, but
literally anything.
3D printer.
Yeah. What do you do for work? What could you send us from work?
That would be cool. 3D printer would be very cool, actually. Don't they cost like £10,000 or something?
Don't know.
Right. Yeah, one of those, and then we can make whatever we want. A new Liverpool kit would be excellent.
Walkie-talkies.
Yes.
I love walkie-talkies.
Yeah, walkie-talkies are fun.
Oh,
yeah.
They're great.
Can you hear me now? Yeah. Wow, amazing.
Or a drone.
Yeah,
or a crane for James. Dom at radiox.co.uk, or, like we were saying, you can send stuff through the post. And if we like it, we'll read it to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show.
Yes.
Radio X.
Go on.
30 Leicester Square.
Where's that?
In London. WC2H.
Yes.
7LA.
Woo! Beautifully sung.
The Chris Moyles Show.
7:41.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well? You're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals, verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
New Aqua Una Primer is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
It's made to get a grip on all major surfaces.
From wood to metal, tiles to UPVC, inside or out, this stuff sticks.
And it's made to be recoat ready in 60 minutes.
So we can get the job done.
Dulux Trade Aqua Una Primer. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Claim your free Aqua Una Primer sample today at participating merchants while stocks last.
Dad?
Yes, son?
You know you're bald?
Yes, son?
Does that mean I'm going to be bald when I grow up?
If you're lucky, son. If you're lucky.
Bald Bro. Mattify, moisturise and UV protect. It's what bald guys actually need for Father's Day. Head to bldbro.com because not all heroes have hair. Bald Bro. Skincare for bald guys. Finally!
Welcome to a world of infinite worlds, a world of adventure, possibility, and happily ever afters. It's all waiting for you at Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. Book selected 2026 packages and get free dining and drinks and a 14-day ticket for the price of 7. Plus, book by the 1st of July and save up to £300. Book now at disneypackages.co.uk. Excludes gratuity. Selected meal savings based on package type with lesser savings after 1st July. See conditions at disneypackages.co.uk.
Reasons to download the Screwfix app are really stacking up. Every time you shop using the app, you can collect coins and earn stacks of rewards. Plus, for 1 month only this June, you can win extra coins and earn rewards quicker when you complete new in-app challenges. Don't miss out. Download and shop the Screwfix app and start earning your rewards today. Enable exclusive app offers toggle. Purchase necessary. T's and C's apply. Check screwfix.com for full details.
Which business insurance provider is trusted by nearly 1 million customers? Take it away, Gina.
Simply Business.
From builders to bakers to beauticians, if you need business insurance, join nearly 1 million customers who trust
Simply Business.
So search Simply Business today.
Simply Business.
That's enough, Gina.
T's and C's and acceptance criteria apply. UK only.
It's the only place you need to be this weekend.
And you check it out.
This is the Radio X Indie Night.
It's there.
And I miss you coming from my eyes.
Friday and Saturday nights from 7.
Radio
X. The Chris Moyles Show.
Morning, good looking. How are you doing?
Radio X.
Yes, he is, yes. 7:44. Sorry, just having a chat during the adverts there. Watch James. James is going to make a noise in a minute and go, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, he is, yeah.
There you go. What have I just taught you?
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Yes.
He is how many years old, he said?
Right, text in right now. How old is Ricky Gervais? No cheating. 83936. Get your phone out right now. How old is Ricky Gervais? Everyone listening, go, quick.
Wow.
How old is Ricky Gervais? I'm going to give you a clue. He's older than 10, younger than 100.
Yes, good clue.
All right, and that's all I'm going to help you with.
Yep.
Oh, man, I hate getting old.
I know, it's rubbish.
It is rubbish, isn't it? I'm really worried I'm going to turn into one of them people that just hates everybody younger than them.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Like being a proper grump?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't want to be a grumpy old man, but I can see it happening.
Yeah. Not you, but I will be.
Yeah. No, I think...
All right, here we go then. You ready? 59, 57, 55, 62, 54, 55, Sam says 59. So many. Emma in Durham says 58. 54, 61. Someone says 60. Chegg says 56. Not as old as Dom, says Jeremy.
Hey.
Simon in Blackwood says 60. You think Ricky Gervais is 60 years old? Drum roll, please. James, how old is Ricky Gervais?
63.
Wow.
He's 64 this month.
There you are.
64 this month.
Yeah. Good. Looks well, though, doesn't he?
Doesn't
looks
he look great. Well?
Yeah. Looks very, very well. So, yeah, I'm sure he doesn't listen to our show, but good morning, Ricky, if you're listening, and happy birthday for this month. There you go. 63,
he
guys.
He used to work in the studio.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't want to come on the show.
Bad memories.
Boys and Boys with Boys at Radio X Tune. Now, we've had a message saying, hi, guys, I'm sat at the kitchen table. We had this about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm sat at the kitchen table with my little girl listening to Radio X, like most mornings. She's worried about playing football today. It would mean the world to give her a shout-out and say it will all be fine. And this is from her dad, who's called Rob.
Rob.
And he calls himself Rob, a loving dad.
Oh, that's
isn't that
lovely,
sweet?
Rob. That's so nice, isn't it? What so a thoughtful
sat,
thing.
Sat with his daughter. She's really upset today because she has to play football.
Mm.
And so he's texting and going, do you know what? If you could give her a mention. Now, the odds of me seeing that text then reading it out are very slim, but I saw it.
Yeah.
And what a lovely thing. And he said it would mean the world to her.
Oh.
To give her a, he does use the phrase shout out, which I hate.
Yeah, we can gloss over that though. We'll gloss over.
And he wants me to say it will all be fine. What a dad, what a great dad.
That's lovely, that. Lovely, Rob.
Apart from one problem.
Yeah.
He's not actually said his daughter's name in the text.
No.
So I have no idea what her name is. I'm unsure of the circumstances. I don't know if she's really worried about playing football today because she owes them all money.
Yeah, could be.
Or she's the greatest footballer ever and she's upset because she's just so much better than them. They're rubbish.
She doesn't want to show them up.
She cries at how unprofessional they are.
Exactly. Their training techniques aren't up to scratch. I think that's probably her issue.
Yeah. So I know his name, Rob, and he even calls himself a loving dad.
It's all about Rob, isn't it?
But I don't know her name.
Yeah.
So if you've got football today and you're upset about it and your dad's called Rob, hi, Chris here, you'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Go and score a hat trick.
And any problems, tell me and I'll send Dominic round to duff everyone up.
Absolutely.
Actually, no, I'll take that back.
The Chris Miles Show.
Violence against schoolgirls is probably not a wise idea.
It's definitely, well, it's illegal.
Oh, listen to the Chris Miles Show this morning. It's taking a turn. Yeah.
Dom's going to go around and beat up a load of children.
Yeah, it used to be fart sound effects, and now they're doing a feature, which is if your kid's being bullied, let us know. We just go around there. We just push the kids over at the playground.
Yeah. No, you'll be fine today. It'll all be good.
Yesterday, we launched the Radio X Parkers.
Yes.
Now, this is a thing that suddenly just appeared. Matt Deverson was involved in this. For our charity, Globals Make Some Noise, we made these Radio X Parkers and we put them up for sale. Now, when we say Parker, we mean poncho, but it's in the Parker green colour. Mm. It's like a dark green. What colour would you say that was?
Yeah, I'd say dark green. I mean, it's not that dark, though, is it? It's not moss green, because that's too light.
It's like Parker green.
Parker green, why not?
And it's got Radio X on the back.
Yeah.
And it is for festivals and gigs that you're going to this year. And it's beer-proof, waterproof. So the idea is you wear it at the festival, all the pints are flying everywhere, and you just put your hood up and you're covered.
Yeah.
And then you move away, go and have something to eat and have a drink. You can take your Parker, brackets, poncho off. And then away you go.
I think they're really cool, actually. They're great.
Now, they're a little bit, it's a little bit pricey. They are really cool looking.
They are, yeah.
And we only did a short limited edition run of them. And they're £28 with proceeds going to our charity, Globals Make Some Noise. Dominic said off the air yesterday, just as we were talking about it, he goes, hey, wouldn't it be, because there's a photo of Johnny Vaughan modelling it with somebody throwing beer at him whilst he's wearing it.
It's a lovely picture.
And Dom said, wouldn't it be funny if it sold out by 4 o'clock when Johnny Vaughan starts? So he's gone to all the trouble of, like, having a beer thrown over him and he doesn't really get to talk about it because it's sold out. It was sold out by 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Every single one of them had gone because our listeners are amazing. I think it's 250, wasn't it?
Yeah.
250 got sold.
In about an hour.
Yeah.
Olive green is the colour, apparently.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So,
Johnny was in the paper wearing it.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, he was, look.
Next to Noel.
Was he in the same pub?
God knows.
Oh.
Where's Noel?
So, where's Noel sat on the bench?
Don't know where Noel is. That might be a stock photo. Oh, we don't know. There's a story in the paper.
And Johnny Vaughan. Johnny Vaughan wearing his Radio X. Oh, Parker.
Great.
It's a poncho. Make no bones about it. It's a poncho. But you wear it to the festivals. So if you want one, you go to radiox.co.uk because they've reordered more. We've ordered more stock.
Great, already.
Now, you might look at it and go, £28. It's a bit bloody pricey, that, isn't it? But it is for charity. Proceeds go to charity. And they're quite cool looking.
Yeah.
For ponchos.
Yeah.
It's quite cool. It's got the Radio X logo on in white. It's got like a mod-esque Target on the back. Target? What do you mean?
Mm.
Yeah, don't worry about that. And you can wear it.
You'll get a lot of wear out of that this summer, I would have thought.
You know, what are you going to? You got any gigs? You got any festivals? Dominic, are you going to any festivals?
I'm going to go to something called the Sausage and Cider Festival in Cambridge on the 14th of June.
Stop it now.
I am. I'm going.
Who's going to be performing at that?
You are.
Me?
And Oasis tribute band will be there too.
That's right. Any other tribute bands going to be there?
Yes. Other tribute bands. I can't remember actually all of them, but there's quite a few, aren't there?
It's a good night, that, by the way, Sausage and Cider Festival. They've had to, I don't know if they've announced it yet, but they've had a bit of a jiggle with the lineup, and it's good.
Barry I think, is there when you're there too.
I think Barry is there, and Kevin and Perry, the DJ tribute act to Kevin and Perry.
Lovely.
Who, by the way, you will either find hilarious or you'll think are brilliant. It's one or the other, there's no in between.
Yeah.
They're on fire.
I can't wait to see them, actually.
So, you could get a Radio X Parker. It's actually, absolutely, 100%, undeniably, a poncho. Mm-hmm. But we say in Parker because we're Radio X and we think we're cool. And you could wear that at the Sausage and Cider Festival and some, like, hot Brazilian model will come up to you and go,
hello, mate. I like what you're wearing. You look hot. Are you single?
I'm not, sadly.
Oh. Where do you get your poncho?
Poncho?
Yeah.
And you go, I got it from radiox.co.uk. Yeah. And there's photos on there so you can have a little look.
And I gave money to a brilliant charity whilst doing it.
Charity gets the money. Yourself a nice bit of limited edition Radio X merch that is actually practical for festivals. Jobs are going. It's very big. It's one size fits all.
Yeah.
But weirdly, it looks the same on me as it does on Dom, as it does on James. It's not ludicrous. You get a little pouch at the front for your phone. Or your ciggies or... Yeah. Whatever you want to put in there. Keys.
Yeah, money.
Yeah, or...
wallet.
No, lineup of festival, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's a lovely olive green colour. It says Radio X on it. Lovely poncho. And charity wins too.
Perfect.
So check it out at radiox.co.uk. And you could look like a poor man's Liam Gallagher at a festival of your choosing this summer.
Absolutely.
Right. I need to buy one, actually. I genuinely would wear it.
I honestly think they're great. They're really cool.
You know, especially when you go to a festival that's outdoor, and that's as most are, and you're like, you're working out what you're going to wear that day, and you're looking out the window going, do I bring the big jacket or do I just bring a little jacket? I bring a little jacket, that's fine if it's too warm. If I bring the big jacket, that's bad if it's too hot. If I bring the little jacket, that's no good because I'll get soaked in it if it rains. You get yourself a Radio X Parker poncho and you are covered.
Absolutely.
It's light, but it's also waterproof. RadioX.co.uk, check it out, go and have a look and get one.
The Chris Moyle Show.
They will sell out again.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Samantha? Samantha!
Go on. Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But Squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay. No worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore. Best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? Through my son's and husband's cancer treatment, I've seen how far research has come. Yet I know I can do more to protect my family, my friends, but also those I'll never meet. So I'm pledging a gift in my will to play a part in beating cancer.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Feel the heat, whatever the weather, with Waitrose's summer food range. Like our fiery, fragrant, hot honey halloumi kebabs, which can be cooked to perfection, either on the barbecue or under the grill. And our succulent number one red prawn and monkfish, tossed in a smoked paprika, garlic and red chilli butter. Pop in a brioche bun and enjoy, come rain or shine. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability.
Reasons to download the Screwfix app are really stacking up. Every time you shop using the app, you can collect coins and earn stacks of rewards. Plus, for 1 month only this June, you can win extra coins and earn rewards quicker when you complete new in-app challenges. Don't miss out. Download and shop the Screwfix app and start earning your rewards today. Enable exclusive app offers toggle. Purchase necessary. T's and C's apply. Check screwfix.com for full details.
Radio X. News update. Next.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
A 8 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, another 500,000 more children in England are going to get free school meals from September 2026. Any pupil whose family gets universal credit will be eligible. Daniel Kebede from the National Education Union has told Radio X he'd like to see even more done to help those children living in poverty.
The government has taken some welcome steps. Universal breakfast clubs now also extending free school meals. But we currently have one in five schools that are also a food bank. We need much more action on the issue of child poverty.
In other news this morning, Donald Trump is bringing in a ban on travel to the US from 12 countries.
Very simply, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States.
From Monday, the countries affected will include Afghanistan, Haiti, Iran, and Libya. This ban could be challenged in the courts, though. There's a new warning from medical experts for women using weight loss injections. Anyone who's pregnant, breastfeeding, or trying for a baby is being told to stop using the jabs. The medicines regulator says not enough research has been done around whether they could harm unborn babies. And we're being told flagship high streets, including London's Oxford Street, are at risk without urgent national action on crime. Retailers have called for police to ring-fence funding to better protect shopping destinations.
Sport.
England defender Lucy Bronze has described Lauren James as a talent like no other and hopes the forward will be fit in time for this summer's Women's Euros. She's been sidelined since April after suffering a hamstring injury. Serena Wiegmann names her 23-player squad for the tournament. That's later today. Bronze admits James is a huge player for them.
You put her in any team and you're automatically become the favourites to win that game. You know that you're going to get a goal or something special from her. So obviously it's a player that everybody's supporting England or in an England shirt is dying to be fit, but we'll just have to wait and see.
And Chelsea have signed Ipswich striker Liam Delap. It's understood they've paid a transfer fee of £30 million for the...
Who have?
Chelsea.
Wow.
Have got Liam Delap. He's 22 years old. £30 million is the fee. He's scored 12 goals in the Premier League for Ipswich last season.
Wow.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
A few sunny spells, but lots of blustery showers across the UK. The heaviest of any rain will push eastwards throughout the day. Feeling a bit cooler as well. Temperatures up to around 18 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
I was just reading up about the Radio X Parkers at Ponchos.
Yeah.
That we did a limited edition run of, and they went sold out within an hour of going on sale.
Yeah.
Radio X are pushing them as beer-proof parkas, right? That's what they're selling it as, because it says, sure, it may look like a waterproof poncho, but in the summer where Oasis are back in our lives, this is a beer-proof parka.
Yeah.
And then it has the details underneath. It says, beer-proof parka, brackets, adult rain poncho. One size, 100% nylon, hand wash only. I mean, I don't know why we need to put that on the website.
Not really.
It's clearly a legal thing because it's not the coolest thing Radio X can go. Yeah, I like, do you know what I like about that, man?
What do you like about it?
Hand wash only.
Hand wash only, man.
Yeah.
This is Radio X
from Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle. Sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Oh, hello. How are you? Good to see you. I'm in a really weird mood today. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm really tired. I'm a bit hungry.
Blame the weather. I always blame the weather.
Yeah, you might be right, because it's really dark and rainy outside in London. It's a bit gloomy.
Yeah.
I wonder what or who could cheer me up.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Hi.
It's Captain Crappy.
I can't believe you put me as someone that would be able to cheer you up, though.
I haven't finished yet.
Okay, cool, I'm sorry.
Hasn't worked.
Right,
there
hasn't worked.
There you are. That's see, it. I hadn't seen.
It's not fail-safe, is it?
How can we cheer you up?
I'm not down. Okay. Well, no, the rain gives me the blues.
Hmm. Chris wants breakfast, that's the problem. This is the problem we've got today.
I'd like to be able to eat what I want today and still maintain my fitness that I've been doing the last couple of months.
Yeah.
But I fear I might just have to suck it up and wait for the weekend.
So
I don't know if you know, I'm going to see Robbie Williams.
Yes. Yeah.
Robbie Williams, you say?
Yeah.
You're not going, no?
Gosh. I'm glad you're going.
Yeah.
You're going to listen to all his albums.
I'm going to cry outside the Emirates.
Yeah.
I'm loving angels.
I don't know that one.
B-side.
True word.
C-side.
Oh! I can't remember the last time I saw Robbie Williams live. Hyde Park, that was it. No, Hyde Park.
How was it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what am I talking about? I can't remember. Of course I can. I got invited into the pre-show.
Oh, now. This is very cool.
Look, can we stop?
What?
No.
What?
Can we?
What's wrong?
Have you got MOFO? FOMO, I mean.
That's something else.
Wow. Sorry. Have you got FOMO, Captain?
I've got FOMO.
Just, we'll edit that bit.
Have you got Afro? Is that what you've got? You've got an Afro?
Yes, I've got FOMO, Tom.
You were in the huddle. You were properly in the inner sanctum.
The captain just said he wants to know all about it.
Yeah, do you want to know all about it?
How many people were in the huddle? Talk me through the huddle.
Everybody who's on stage with Robbie Williams.
Right.
Me, my friend Megan, and Robbie's dad.
Oh my God.
That's so good, isn't it?
And he asked me to say a few words.
If I can't, if you're friends with Robbie Williams, like you're friends with Robbie Williams.
Well, we've known each other on and off for quite a few years, you know, and I think there's been times when he's loved me, and I think times when he's been not 100% sure of me, and then times when he thinks I'm all right again, which I understand.
Yeah.
I can't argue with it.
Speaks for all of us.
What did you say?
Hey, watch yourself.
So when Robbie asks you to say a few words to the collective, what did you say? Can you remember?
Well, I forgot because I've never been in it before, but I've seen it on all the backstage videos and everything. Robbie and his band will have a huddle before they go on.
They all sort of...
And then he does a prayer to Elvis.
Yes, right? That's
what he does. If you're a Robbie fan, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And he goes, big show today, and so we need inspirational words other than me. So everybody, Chris Miles is going to say a few words. And I'm like, am I?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, now I'll do that now then.
So I went, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody went, ladies and gentlemen, and they all repeated what I said, and I went, oh, it goes like that, does it? Oh, thank goodness for that. Because I could have easily just gone, look, I'm a man of a few words, you know, and that's the thing. And I didn't know I was going to do this. Mm. Rob just said, I'll just come and do that, and he's just thrown it upon me. I'm a man of many words. I didn't know I was going to... Oh, no, don't repeat that bit. That's not very inspirational. Or if I go on, Chris is going to say a few words, and I go, I'm not saying a few words. I'm not saying a few words. Oh, does it work like that, does it?
So you said, ladies and gentlemen.
I just said it's going to be a great gig, whatever.
Yeah. No. It's going to be a great year.
Yeah.
And it was.
Oh, Chris.
And then he says his prayer to Elvis. Thank you very much. And everyone's like, yay. And that was it.
Are you quite keen to go then? You're quite keen.
So cool. I love Robbie.
Yeah, me too. That's why I'm going.
I'm glad
I made
going.
The effort. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm glad you're going.
I decided ages ago that I wanted to go. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You snooze,
you don't
lose.
Win.
Yeah. That's how it works. I mean.
Snoozing and losing.
I mean, I could put a word in, but.
Could. You could, actually. It's always an option, isn't it?
It's probably a bit late, though, isn't it? You don't want to be bugging people at the last minute, really.
When's the gig? Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
Mm, sort of, yeah.
There's so much time between now and then.
Yeah, but, you know, they've got to... You know, Rob's got to stay in bed between now and showtime.
That's it.
Yeah.
Replying to all the emails.
Yeah.
Of people asking for tickets.
Well, I don't think he will be, will he?
Mm.
I didn't email him for tickets. No, sorry. I'm a proper fan, mate.
Yeah.
Proper fan.
Proper fan. You just bought your tickets.
Huh?
You just bought your tickets on the website.
I mean, it's somewhat like that.
Yeah.
You went on the internet, didn't you, for him?
Robbie Williams tickets, please.
Huh?
Yeah.
How much were they?
So, I mean, they don't get it bogged down in details. People are, you know, people need entertaining.
Let's get really bogged.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Bogged.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it's all sorted. So jobs are good.
From Ticketmaster from email at right. Robbie Williams.
Are you asking, did you email Robbie Williams and say, sort me out tickets? No, I didn't actually. Oh, okay. No, I didn't. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do such a thing.
He emailed you saying, do you want tickets?
No, he didn't email me saying, do you want tickets? He should have done, but he didn't. No, he didn't. I didn't email Robbie Williams. Robbie Williams didn't email Chris Moyles. What? That is not how the tickets were acquired, my friend.
Right.
As I said, I'm a massive fan.
Yeah, who did email?
My mate Ryan emailed his manager. Pretty much how that worked.
Yeah.
And then I emailed Robbie and said I was going. But it doesn't matter, though, does it? Anyway, see you there, Captain. Oh, no, you're not going.
Coming up, more brilliant winners on the radio that are just so excited to be on the radio that they end up sounding bored.
Yeah.
We have a fun music game called Drums Please to Play After 9.
Oh, we do.
Name the songs from just a drum fill. Plus, after the next record, we'll call back the randomly selected player of the £25,000 box. It's officially under 1 month until the Oasis tour starts. Did we mention Oasis are back together?
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Right, 12 minutes past 8. Thursday morning, the 5th of June. And tomorrow, Robbie's back in London.
We got stars directing our fate.
Come on, Captain. Is there a song that you'd like me to FaceTime you when I'm at the gig and he starts performing it and while you're sat at home in your pants and socks in a pot noodle and I can go, hey, look, he's playing your favourite song.
Yeah, Come Undone, She's the One.
Oh, no, I am not messaging you while you're in your pants and socks or during Come Undone. Or She's the One. I'll go for another song.
All right, that's it.
Right, Radio X for playing Green Day.
Hear the sound of the falling rain coming down like an Armageddon flame. The shame, the ones who died without a name. Hear the dogs howling out of key to a hymn called Faith and Misery. The company lost the war and damn. I've been to dream and different from all the lies. This is the dawning of the rest of our lives. On holiday.
Holiday at Radio X, and before that, great chat about Robbie Williams, of course. Mm. So exciting, isn't it? Yeah, excited for me, Dom.
I'm really excited for you, mate.
Are you, James?
I am, yes.
Thank you. You, Captain?
Yeah. No, I'm really excited for you.
Oh.
I am, yeah.
That's good.
You just wish you could go.
Oh, yeah. Those things can coexist.
Yep.
Do you want to go, Dom?
I'd love to go. Love Robbie Williams.
Would you?
Love Robbie. Can't go Friday.
I could ask.
Can you ask for Saturday? That would be incredible.
Don't push it.
No, I won't push it. I just can't do greedy Friday, guts. Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, you're being well greedy, Dom.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, you are right. Soz, guys, soz.
Right. We have a box in front of us. It is locked. It says on it.
Yeah.
The £25,000 box. It's got £25,000 in, and somebody could be winning £25,000 now.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box. Guess the artist and win £25,000. Guess wrong, and the box remains secure.
£25,000. Is it going to go today? It's tough.
I've got a feeling today.
And tonight's going to be a good night.
Yeah, I think today's the day, actually.
Really?
I really do feel
that.
That
will really upset Joel in the competition department.
I'm sorry, Joel, but I feel it in my waters.
Well, we'll find out. But we need a caller first, so we need to select a caller. So, box, select a caller, please.
Selecting caller. Caller selected.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Let's hope this person's got a bit of life in them.
I think we'll be here.
Because it's you on line 5.
You're joking me.
No, I am not. Yeah, it's you.
I am biting both my lips at the moment, trying not to swear, believe me.
Well, please don't swear. Yeah, that will take the shine off
you. I won't be doing that.
What's your name?
My name is John. John Rock.
Oh, John Rock. What a cool. Great name.
Awesome name, John.
I was born to be a DJ or somebody in a band, in fairness, but it went the wrong way.
Yeah. And what
ended
do
up
you...
driving trucks.
Do you drive trucks?
don't mess with John Rock. That's a great name.
And where do you live, John?
Living in Bradford, as you can tell by my strong Bradford accent.
Yeah, you've really picked it up, haven't you, John?
No,
no problem whatsoever.
Dom, are you going to tell me where he's from?
So you're from... Now, you're not Dublin, I don't think, John.
Oof.
No?
Very close there, young man, very close.
Oh, are you? Are you just outside of Dublin? Are you Black Rock area?
Not really, no. A bit further up now, 30 miles north of it, a place called Drogheda.
Oh, he's Drogheda, yeah. Man. That's okay. What he is. And how long have you been in Bradford?
30.
Oh, 20 odd years now.
Yeah, you can tell.
20 odd years.
Yeah.
I've developed a complete accent. Tone. Nobody knows a word I'm saying when I go home at all.
Hello.
Did you ever drink in the Burns House Galloping Green in Stillorgan? Have you ever had a pint in there, John?
Not since the incident, no. And I refuse to talk about it because there's still a barring order in progress at the moment.
Okay, that's fine. We've got your number, John.
So it's best we don't.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy we're not on FaceTime.
Whereabouts in Bradford are you? Are you central? Are you one of the little towns around it?
I will tell you, Whibsy. There's one for you, just near the 606.
Okay, all right.
Area.
Right, Whibsy, do you know that, Dom?
Whibsy do.
Yeah, that's...
There you go. Whibsy, I'll see what you're doing there.
Oh, hilarious. Right, you're playing the game, and here's the good news, John Rock. Because you've been picked, you have automatically won £1,000.
Yes, John.
Oh, for the look. I am naming my next 14 children after you all.
Lovely. John, you sound way too old to be having kids, but that's very nice.
You're convincing myself.
Yeah. So you've got £1,000. So whatever happens today, you've definitely walken away from the game with £1,000. So well done. That's nice, isn't it?
Oh. Over the moon, won't believe. No, that'll do me fantastically.
Do me fantastic as well. I'd love it. What's that? Oh, Ken wants to say hello to you, John.
Ken.
Yeah. Ah.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Hello, John.
How are you, Mister? All right. Give me 30 seconds or just
hello
a minute.
Hello again, John.
For this next question.
All right.
Hello.
Just one moment.
Okay, that'll do. Right, okay, so, shall we play the game?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Young man.
Best of luck. There's £25,000 in this box. If you name the correct Radio X artist, you'll win £25,000. The game is over. You'll be delighted. James Robinson will be gutted. Joel in the conversation department will be gutted.
He will be.
Lots of people who listen to the show hate this feature will be delighted. People who love it will be gutted. But before you tell me who you think it is, why have you picked this artist, John?
The artist is one of my favourites. You've had them recently on your show. Ooh. And it's an obvious one, so I'm fairly sure it won't happen. So I am literally over the moon with just a thousand.
Okay.
I'm fairly sure it won't be this because it is blatant.
See, that's the thing.
I've got this far, so I'm over the moon just to win that.
£1,000 is lovely to win, but you just never know, right? That's the thing.
Well,
all right. So, who do you think is the artist that will unlock the box?
I think the artist is Stereophonics.
Stereophonics, great band. Again, I don't know. I genuinely have no idea.
Yeah, I just think it's too obvious personally, but it's just my favourite band. And enjoyed the Kelly interview recently.
Yeah, he was great, wasn't he? Yeah, I'm grateful.
Kelly waited until I was on holiday to come back on the show. Did you notice that, by the way? Rude.
I wasn't going to mention that.
Leeds fan and all. All right, are we locking in Stereophonics?
Go ahead,
right,
please,
let's
my friend.
Lock it in. Your answer is locked in. So, it's locked in. Nothing we can do about it. We will find out. Now, you think it's too obvious, John.
Yeah.
But the answer is an artist we play on Radio X. Yeah. That's what's going to unlock the box. I don't know. Dominic doesn't know. Best of luck. Let's find out. For £25,000, is the correct artist Stereophonics?
You are... wrong.
Oh, John.
It's just as well as a defibrillator near me here now.
That was a tense wait, wasn't it?
Wasn't it just? Because the wait went on a certain amount of time, I'm like, oh my God, he's got it.
I thought that was longer.
John, you didn't get 25,000, but you do have 1,000, so that is yours. Congratulations, well done.
Over the moon, my friend. I'm absolutely... That's made everything that has. That's fantastic.
God bless you. I'm delighted. Are you more than welcome? Are you driving today?
Oh, I'm sat in Rotherham Services here now.
I didn't realise you were living the dream.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, you've not experienced it. You can acquire to get to this level at some stage in your life.
Well, yeah. I hope and I dream that maybe one day. John, all the best. Have a lovely day. Thank you for playing and well done with your £1,000.
The box remains secure.
Gutted. A few people disappointed for him. Many people absolutely over the moon and delighted.
Yeah. He was fun, though, wasn't he? What a nice guy.
Yeah, a pint with John.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for a pint with John Rock.
Oh, because he's got a bit of money. No. Oh, you are shameless.
Seems like a laugh.
John Rock.
Now, it's Friday tomorrow. It'll be day 5. We now know it's not 4 artists.
Yeah.
So, if you're thinking, no one said what I think yet, could be a sign. If you're like, I've just got a funny feeling it's... Mm. Or if you have absolutely no idea, but you want to try and win £1,000 and maybe even fluke it and get 25, you need to answer our qualifying question. Text it in and you could be on the radio tomorrow playing for £25,000. Now, you've got to send me a text that starts with the word box and then has the answer. It's got to be a text, not WhatsApp. You need to text the word box and the answer to this qualifying question. 25 years ago, Big Brother launched in the UK. But who was the original presenter? 25 25 years ago.
It's frightening.
25 years ago, Big Brother launched in the UK, but who was the original presenter? You will text the word box, followed by the name of that person, and send it to 83936. If you get picked to play tomorrow, you automatically win £1,000, no matter what. And if you go for it and get it right, you win £25,000. So the least you're going to walk away with is £1,000. Whether you're wrong, right, you definitely get £1,000. So, Big Brother launched in the UK 25 years ago, but who was the original presenter? Text the word box, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. But don't forget, you get £1,000 just for playing the game. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 tomorrow morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. So what are we saying? Text the word box, followed by your answer, 83936. You could be playing the game tomorrow morning.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
£1,000 just for playing.
You're joking me.
I'm not joking you. And if you get it right, you win £25,000.
You're joking me.
I'm not joking you. When you calm down there, John Rock, in your big truck.
Can you catch a medicine ball? Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Because what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits?